Hello and welcome to PokeSports, the competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin. Boompy chap, boom, 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 chap.
Welcome to PokeSports. This is a musical Pokemon podcast where we...
Oh, no.
No? No? You don't want to...
No, it can be. It can be, but you're doing all of the heavy lifting because I cannot rhyme anytime.
Long overdue. Yeah.
I'm glad those are working today.
You know what? They've changed the entire look of it, and I'm very optimistic about the fact that it just worked. Yes!
That's an old one! Ancient one! Give it to me again! Ooh, that echo is so nice.
I wish that I had like the full reverb echo. I need to like put some back on. Like the reverb ends.
You can
listen.
Do that yourself.
I totally can. Listen.
Pee.
Starts to you echo to and then it's just that. Like, nope. All right. What else we got? We've leveled up. Fully leveled up this podcast. Welcome to PokeSports 2.0. It's taken us 200 episodes to do. but we've reached.
We don't
the
know
land.
The number.
No.
We will guess the Pokemon today. Yes. Though, because why not?
What episode is, or what number, what Pokemon is number of Hashimura?
Why not?
Why not? What Mike Pokemon is actively number 208?
We're at 208?
208.
Okay, I'm writing that. Oh, we're doing it now?
Yeah.
You know, why not? 208?
No, it's not why not. Probably. I don't know.
No, why not is Gen 3. You didn't play that one.
Yeah.
Wobbuffet is somewhere in Johto, though.
Mm-hmm. Is today your Wobbuffet day?
I don't think it. No, Wobbuffet is later. It's like a lot later. Yeah. Okay. It's one of those late ones. It was like an important Pokemon back then.
Mm-hmm. It was rare.
I'm going to guess Gligar.
Gligar.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Sorry, the police is coming
I'm
for
so
you.
I'm so sorry for Uh-oh. Making that guess.
Okay. Gligar is a good choice. I feel like Girafarig is probably around there somewhere as well, but it was probably earlier. I'm a little worried that it was somewhere earlier. So I'm going to go and say... That
say Skarmory.
Yeah, let's go with Skarmory. Pokemon number 208. This is an interesting one. All right, let me give you a couple hints here, bud.
Okay.
No. This is a Pokemon that was in Gen 1 and then evolved. There are only a handful of
Kingdra.
Them.
Kingdra.
It is not Kingdra.
Wait, a handful.
There were a handful.
Oh, of evolution. Steelix?
Yeah. It is Steelix. Number 208 is Steelix.
You just said yeah.
Congratulations. Steelix.
That's not Reggie Steel. That was Reggie Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
okay,
so glad
where
they made
is
it work. Yeah.
So where is Skarmory then? And where is Gligar?
I guess
who
I
closest?
Can tell you.
Are we going to play Deal or No Deal?
Pokemon Skarmory. Skarmory is, Deal or No Deal. It is 227 is Skarmory.
We got some time. We'll forget by the time we get there.
Oh, 100%. Dude, Gligar was last episode.
Why Gligar couldn't we play last week?
Gligar
Why
was
did we
207.
Wait?
You would have
almost
you
got a thing
won.
Right.
You did
that
it.
I would have won every prize on Earth. No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. Everyone stop applauding. Stop it now. Oh. Yeah, laugh at me. This is my sorrow.
All right. Kevin, that's okay. Welcome to PokeSports. We're talking competitive Pokemon today. Kinda. Because there was Vancouver regionals. But first, there's something else I need to talk to you about. In Japan, there was a realistic Miraidon made. They made a Miraidon.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah. I haven't ridden it, though.
It was a collaboration between the Pokemon Company and the Toyota Engineering Society. They went and created a mechanized Miraidon. Sorry, I can't even say it. I'm so choked up about
it. Stop inhaling Miraidon farts, Michael.
It transforms, Kevin.
Oh my goodness.
It transforms. It goes from four legs to two, to the wheelie man. It doesn't move, but it transforms, Kevin.
It's probably not street legal.
No, unfortunately. No.
You notice they clearly do love Miraidon a lot more than Koraidon.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like there's so many Miraidon things that exist.
Miraidon?
And then they just added Miraidon. Yeah, because Kevin, me.
Yeah, it's
Rhydon.
Not you, Rhydon. I do.
Yeah,
that.
Me, Rhydon. He, she, me, Rhydon.
What do you ride on? Tell me. All right. So,
they
yeah, they clearly love
unite.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they added to Unite. They made a whole Pokemon card. Granted, they probably made a Koraidon Pokemon.
They definitely
card.
Made one for the other one, too.
I guess it's just Unite then. I don't know. But they have a preference. Uh-huh. Why can't we genetically engineer a Koraidon in real life by like bringing some old dinosaur fossils, mixing it with some chickens, waiting a couple years for it to give birth and hatch out of the egg?
Let's wait for Miraidon? Is that what you're asking?
I'm just saying we can organically clone a couple animals, slap them together, make a Koraidon.
I mean, the audience agrees.
Hey, listen, genetics has gone far.
genetics has gone far enough if that's where we're going.
Whether ethical or not, we can make Koraidons.
Anyway, they made it, but it has a weight limit. It has a weight limit of like less than 150 pounds.
How is it so light? Is it so it's mostly empty?
No. In order to ride it.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to be less than 150 pounds.
I'm too fat for me ride on.
I'm too heavy
for
me ride on.
I can't me ride on, me ride on.
You can't ride on me ride on.
I can't ride on me ride on.
Yeah, Kevin,
more like a no ride on.
Kevin, do us all a favor, please. And move your window that way. Nope.
Move
the window in which you're looking at me. That way. Other way, I guess.
There?
Yeah. Because the people have spoken. The people have spoken. I said this on the preach,
too.
You
want
too.
Me to stand right
no,
like
don't,
here?
No, don't. Not all that way. Just like,
that's
you know,
where my other monitor is. You want in between the monitors?
I guess. Yes. That's what they want. Because they want me to flip the views. They want me to flip where we're positioned. So that we're like kind of looking toward each other and not like definitely looking away from each other. So they want it like this.
I hate it here.
I don't like it here. Get me out.
Okay, I guess this can work. Good. I'm just looking forward like always.
Perfect. Because before we were both looking like to one corner, which is fun. We're looking at the comments section. We were looking at you, the YouTube viewer. Who's talking?
Just trying
unless
to
you're on
memorize
Spotify.
The QR code.
Memorize the QR code?
Yeah, there's a QR code on the bottom right of the screen.
There is?
That links. Yeah, it links to our pokesports.info. Come on.
Since when?
Since like a month ago where I decided to change it.
You're so smart.
No, it has that like Q. Yeah, that little tiny branding thing in
yeah,
the corner.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Made a QR code.
Wow.
Who knows what my logo is?
Wow. That's so smart.
Why are you so proud of me right now?
I got it immediately. I understood immediately what you were doing, but like, that's amazing. That's so, I never thought of that. Why doesn't everybody do that?
And yes, it does work.
Woo. You did it. Kevin, you did it good.
It's a lot more effort to turn. It's a lot more effort to like open your phone's camera roll and then like take a photo than it is to just open it up and go to the description. But I guess some people will prefer it.
I don't know, man. What if your mouse dies? What if you're sitting at your computer, you open up the YouTube video and you're like hovering over the video and it shows the little watermark and then your mouse dies? What are you going to do?
Do you think the mouse will ever, like, level up?
I think it has several times.
Can we, like, improve on a mouse, do you think?
Probably.
Because I know they have that one with the big ball, right? And then they have that one one-handed
the
keyboard.
The oldest one? Yeah.
The one with the big ball in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? The
is mouse? That a new one?
No.
No? You're not talking about, like, the ball underneath the mouse,
No,
right?
No, on top. It's like you don't move your hand around. You just move that ball around, and then that's the cursor.
Oh, yeah.
Your hand stays stationary. You just move a ball.
Yes, I remember that. And now they have, like, keyboards that fit to your hand, and it's just, like, a series of, like, small little twitches.
Oh, yeah, that's what typographers, that's a word.
Yeah, the typographers. they can, like, type, like, a bajillion words a minute with that. Yeah. No, I mean, like, this mouse, I love it. I swear by it, and I highly recommend that people just go and buy a simple Logitech, like, Master Mouse. They're so good.
Wireless.
It's, like, bigger than most mice. It's wireless, yes. I don't know. Logitech, sponsor me if you want to hear more. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I also have a Logitech mouse, too. So
uh-oh.
I can't get it up high enough because it is wired.
Logitech, we've done half of the work for you. We already have the product. Just say the word. Give us the contract. We're good. Let's go. We have the podcast. People are listening right now.
What's today's episode again?
208.
Just said it. Steelix?
Steelix, okay, yeah. Mind. Right after Gligar. Kevin.
Right before?
Oh, giraffe rig. Everything's giraffe rig.
Hop-hip.
Hop-hip, yeah. That was like number three. that's how Pokemon works, right? Welcome to PokeSports. It's a competitive Pokemon podcast. But we're going to be talking about the Vancouver regionals. But first, we're going to play some Pokedoku.
Okay.
Can you believe it? It's time for Pokedoku. If you don't remember what Pokedoku is, imagine Sudoku with... It's nothing like
Pokemon.
Sudoku, actually, though. Is it...
The only thing similar to Pokedoku and Sudoku is the fact that there are squares.
That's very true.
That is it.
Anyway, we have rows and columns. Every time they intersect, we need to think of the Pokemon that is what the columns and the rows are. So, for example, today's row is Bug Legendary Paradox, and today's column is Rock Ground Paldea plus Area Zero DLC. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That's a complicated one.
Did you see that Pokedoku sponsored Aaron Zhang and, like, did an Aaron Zhang Pokedoku a couple days ago?
No way.
That's apparently a thing now. It's like creator made Pokedoku. So, hey, Pokedoku.
Pokedoku and Logitech. Do you know Logitech? If so, there's a joint contract opportunity because we both have Logitech mice. anyway, Pokedoku, let's talk.
Bug Rock.
Top left, Bug Rock. What do you think?
I'm going to say Armaldo.
Armaldo? I would never have guessed Armaldo.
That's a
the
Bug
only
Rock, right?
Two that I can think of that are Bug Rock are Dwebble and Crustle.
I mean, you're not wrong for both of them, but is Armaldo a Bug Rock? Can I get your confirmation?
I can confirm that I think it is. Yeah.
I selected it. It's asking me if I'm sure and I'm not. sure. Oh, okay. I'm right. Okay.
Oh, whew. Phew. Okay, cool.
Close
and I'm just going to go and slap in
you
in Dwebble. Yeah. Because usually the Prevos are a little less chosen than the post-Vos.
The Bevo.
Yeah. The Mevos. What percentage was your Armaldo?
I got 11.3 on mine.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yours? Mine was 26.2.
Oh, got him.
Yeah, so the lower your percentage is, the better your score is because you chose a Pokemon was chosen by 11% of people. I chose one that was chosen by 26% of people.
What happens when it's the first person that does Pokedoku for the day? They just have no comparison.
I wonder how that works, yeah.
Who's the first person?
I don't know. When we talk to Pokidoku and create that contract, I think we'll try and get all the inner workings. And that's how we'll raise awareness. Doku Games, let's go. Anyway, Rock Legendary.
Rock Legendary.
Yeah. Does this count?
Legendaries, no. Oh, yeah, that's fair. It's a good one. Now I don't want to pick that one, though.
Yeah.
It says here, Legendary no longer includes all Ultra Beast, Mythicals, and Paradox Mons.
Yeah, I feel like Regirock is in there, right? That's a Legendary.
Diancie's a Mythical. No, Regirock is definitely a Legendary. You are 100% right.
Okay,
I just don't. I'm trying to think if there's another one. Are you? Mm. Is Regirock 100?
No.
For you?
Regirock is 56.3. So
there has to be another one. Mm-hmm. And there's exactly one other one. Because that probably feels like it's a half and fast.
That definitely does.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like none of the box legendaries are rock, right? What about Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon? No. Same.
No.
No. Oh, there's got to be another one.
It has to be a Pokemon that just kind of... Oh, I got Terrakion.
Terrakion!
We got there. Rock fighting.
Terrakion!
Sure. Yes. Oh, there's a third. There's a third even better one because Terrakion's only 34.6. Oh, spicy.
Yeah, that's true. There's a 10% one? Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm missing 10%. All right, Paradox Rock. Rock Paradox. That one, I feel it's so recent. I should be able to do this.
There's Iron Thorns. I know that.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Iron Thorns, I guess. You'd think one of the old school Paradox ones, like one of the past Paradoxers, has got to be.
Iron Thorns is 51, so there's a better one.
There's a better one.
Okay, there's only so many Paradoxes.
There are very little Paradoxes, yeah.
Okay, rock, we
should be able to do this. We've got to be able to do this.
Rock Lobster.
Yeah, so there's Terrakion. Did the boulder, shoulder boulder. There we go. That's it. 48.6.
Yeah, that's the exact other one.
Yeah.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Iron boulder's coming for that shoulder. Be careful.
That's it. While we're at it. So we've got that top row there. Now we're on to the second row. That's the ground row. Bug, Legendary, Paradox. Those are the three columns.
This is Mike being unaware if this translates properly to an audio-only audience.
It definitely doesn't unless I explain it. Ground Paradox,
ground.
I'm going to call it right now, is Iron Treads.
Ground Paradox. Okay, I guess I'll go Iron Great Tusk.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And what'd you get?
31.9
for Iron Treads.
Great Tusk and Iron Treads are, that's crazy.
Identical.
People think about them equally, but that also means there's another one.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Can't be bothered to think about it.
Yeah. No, neither can I. It's Sandy Shocks. Let's go Legendary Ground.
Violence.
Yeah.
Legend. No, it's a, what about, we're going backwards? Okay. Legendary Ground. We got both Landorus's.
Groudon. Yeah, I'm going Landorus.
Which one?
Yes, I think I will go Incarnate.
Like obvious.
Yeah, I'm going Incarnate.
Groudon is so obvious.
That's so good.
There
are a lot. I guess there might be a lot, or there's one that like everybody thinks of. And I think it's probably Groudon.
I feel like it's Groudon, so I don't want to choose Groudon. But
no,
I know
I don't think you should.
Landorus is also obvious, too. There has to be another one.
Kevin, I beg you, pick Landorus.
Is it that good, Landorus Incarnate?
Yes.
Man.
I would try Therion.
I'm doing Therion.
Yeah.
Oh, Therion was even better, probably.
Maybe. Landorus Incarnate was 7.9.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Therion was 9.3.
That's still
really
good. No, I don't think there are that many.
It's just everyone's choice.
I think it's just Groudon, yeah. In fact, hold on. I'm going to do us all a favor. I'm going to go incognito to Pokedoker. And I'm going to go look up Groudon. Groudon was 32.1.
Oh, actually. Oh, so there are more. There are more.
There's also Groudon Primal.
Okay.
I mean, fine. Okay, so bug ground. What's a bug ground type?
Don't know. Vibrava?
No. That is bug dragon?
No.
Is no, it? You think it's Vibrava?
Vibrava's probably not ground. It's probably just bug.
Yeah.
I think no one's going to be mad if I just look up Vibrava real quick.
No, I think that's pretty normal.
It is ground dragon, yes.
Ground dragon, so okay. Wrong.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, bug ground.
Wormadam?
Okay. One of them, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know which one, though, so good luck. Is it trashy? Sandy? Is it bashy? Is it lashy? Is it cashy? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Wormadam Sandy.
Is that just the only one that exists?
I haven't put it in yet.
Oh, you haven't committed to it? Okay. Bug ground.
Is Ninkata bug ground?
Ain't no way that stupid thing is a bug ground.
I think I'm going to take a fire shot. I think I'm going to hit the yes button on this one.
Brother, yes, it is.
Yes? Yeah, go for it. Okay, hitting sure. Okay, there it is. Oh, wow. No. It's the big one.
Is that the one that everyone has? Okay, so I should go Wormadam.
I guess so. Wormadam Sandy. Unless there are more.
There can't be that many. Oh, I got 30.6 on mine.
Yeah, I got 69.4.
Oh, yeah, I found the two.
Yep. Okay.
How did other people know Ninkata did anything that had a ground type? What?
I have no idea how people got Ninkata over Wormadam.
You didn't even play Gen 3.
Nope. All right. Paldea plus Area Zero DLC. Bug.
Okay. Yeah. So this just means any new Pokemon that came in from Area Zero, right? Like in the new Dexes?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Bug.
That's so hard, dude.
Well, it could also be Paldea if you want to just call it quits and have it easy and just say Relor.
But it's Area Zero DLC.
It says Paldea and Area. Oh, is it both?
Yeah. Well, if it's and.
So doesn't that just mean either or nah?
I truly
you can't be
don't
in
know.
Paldea and the DLC at the same time. Oh, it has to be the one. Oh, no. This is so hard.
Is it the Pokemon that came in through the DLC?
No, I think it's the Pokemon that overlap in both dexes. Because there is overlap in those dexes. Yo, God bless whoever can think. What?
So that does include some returning Pokemon, right? No, yeah, I guess.
So, like, it has to be in the Paldea dex, and also you found it somewhere in the DLC.
Okay, let's start with legendary. That's probably the easiest way to figure out how this goes.
Okay.
What's a legendary Pokemon that came out through the Area Zero DLC? Any of them, right? Because you talk with the story man. No, that's not true.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, there has to be Pokemon that were in both Paldea. Well, no, because there were no legends in Paldea, right? Because it was just the ruinous ones.
Yeah,
they didn't come with legends. They didn't spawn in.
Maybe this hurts my brain so hard.
Okay, give up.
No.
Well, okay, what happens if I just put Ogrepan here?
Pokemon must originate from this region.
Oh, is that what it says?
That's what it says.
How do you know?
If you click on legendary, it says it there. You click on the box to like type in a Pokemon.
Pokemon must originate from this region. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay. What's a legendary Paldean Pokemon?
Miraidon, Coridon,
Chiang Chiyu.
What came after that in the DLC? What legendaries did we get? Did we not?
Is it Walking Wake? Is that the one they're talking about?
Did we get any legendaries from Blueberry?
Yeah. Got Gouging Fire. We got all of them pretty much, except for the XYZ.
Okay. So what about Gouging Fire? Gouging Fire is a good one, because that one we do know is in Paldea, and we do know came in the DLC. I'm going to hit it. I'm wrong. Well.
So Gouging Fire. So it has to be in both.
So if I put in like Miraidon, I've already gotten it wrong. Okay. So Miraidon is one of them.
Screw it. That's what I'm choosing. I'm choosing Miraidon.
But it's not. Oh, so you know what this probably is? It's.
Koridon worked 18.
Pokemon Sword. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, the hidden treasure of Area Zero, or whatever. Like, that's the full title of the game. Okay. So it doesn't have to be from the DLC. It's just, you know, there.
The full title of the game. But Gouging Fire should have worked then, too, though, no?
Why didn't Gouging Fire work? I guess it didn't consider that a legendary. It's a paradox. Maybe that works in Paradox. Yeah, so if I type in Gouging Fire, sure. Yeah.
We are overthinking this.
Oh, really, and that's a real good one, too. I have 4.2 with Gouging Fire. I went incognito so that I can start it again.
I'm going to go Iron Leaves.
Okay. Yeah. So really all we need is Bug and Paldea.
Or I could go Iron Boulder, because I didn't choose that one before.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
I'm gonna go Iron Boulder. Ooh, 2.8, baby.
Ooh, woo! That's a good one. That is a good one. I'm almost done adding back all of my guys. Yep, there we go. We got Dwebble. All right, so I have one. Okay, so
Now we just need any bug that's in Paldea ever.
Yeah, I'm tossing in Relor right now.
Okay, I guess what's the grown up version? It is called
Psychic Man.
I know it's Bug Psychic. I know it gets Revival Blessing. What's its name?
Yeah, really.
I know what it looks like. It floats. It's got a ball.
Yeah. It's Rabska.
That's why I don't know what it is, because what the heck is that?
Because what's that
Scarab
name?
Scarab backwards. Yeah, it's Scarab backwards.
Scarab. Rabska. Cool.
7.3 on that. Okay. It took us 32 minutes. Oh, no, we have. Oh, there's another puzzle in 32 minutes because it's almost midnight.
We're almost at midnight. Yeah. Wow. Cool. So your average was what?
I have a unique ID of 198.
198. Mine was 275.
And let's look at some of the most common ones. Okay. Most common was Dwebble.
Yeah.
Most common was Regirock for the legendary rock. That makes sense. Un-un-un-un.
Mm-hmm. Un-un-un.
Most common rock paradox was Iron Thorns.
Yeah.
Most common bug ground was Nincada. Most common ground legendary was, in fact, Groudon. Rudon. Most common paradox ground type was actually Sandy Shocks.
Hmm. Surprising.
Interesting, yeah. Slitherwing was the most common bug in Paldea. Then Miraidon was the most common legend in Paldea. And then Screamtail was the most common
paradox
in Paldea.
Interesting. And then on the least common side, we've got Anorith as the bug rock. Anorith. Yeah, true. It was the Prevo as well, huh?
I said Armaldo. Okay, yeah.
Right. Rock legendary was Ogrepan Cornerstone. Rock paradox was Iron Boulder.
That makes sense.
Which is great. What's his name? Wormadam Sandy was the least common bug ground. Ting Lu was the least common ground legendary, and Iron Treads. I know, right? Iron Treads was the least common ground paradox. Then your Rabska was the least common. Monkey Dory was your least common legendary from Paldea.
Those are legendaries, are they? I guess so. Okay.
But Gouging Fire isn't? Yeah, I guess that's true. That's fine. Paradox. Whatever. There's still one-offs. And then your least common Paldea paradox was Great Tusk. So look at us.
And that's Pokidoku.
It's a fun time that we have. Racking our brain. It's a riddle podcast. Welcome to PokeSports, a competitive riddle podcast.
Specifically about Pokemon at the moment.
Specifically currently about Pokemon at the moment in time. We're going to be talking about 2024 Vancouver regionals, but I'm not doing that a third time. Vancouver regionals happened over the weekend. My friend went to it for the TCG side, and I'm sure a couple of our friends went to it recently. I don't have a ton of friends who will go across to Vancouver, though. Do you?
I don't have a ton of friends.
I thought I'd have more time. I thought I'd have more time to drink this water. Instead, look at what you've done.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. 401 players played in the Vancouver regionals, significantly less than places like Charlotte. I feel like the East Coast US is kind of where a lot of players will go to. I think West Coast US, you know, kind of same thing. But West Coast Canada, not so much.
Vancouver is like the only populated city in that side of the world, right?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Because at least on the East Coast of Canada, you have things like Toronto. You have things like
Montreal, Quebec. Ottawa, Quebec. Yeah, that's true.
And then you get to the Saskatchewans and the Winnipegs, and then you got like 3,000 miles of nothing, and then you get to Vancouver.
Alberta's beside Vancouver. Calgary, it's got some people. It's got a good handful of people. Some people are going to listen to that and be like, cries in Calgary in the comment section.
Sorry if I offended any Canadian.
401 players played in the Vancouver BC regionals. I feel like people from the US are hesitant to travel up to Canada. A lot of them just don't have passports because they can do enough travel in the US to not really need to do any of that kind of stuff.
I just got my real ID.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, does Canada have that now?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, that's what I. So Real ID acts as a passport to Canada and United States and Mexico as well.
Oh, cool.
But it's just a driver's license. It's a driver's license with a little star on it.
Okay.
And it lives
on the blockchain.
Yes, yes. I have to uninstall my toe and then.
Yes. Gotta listen to the Patreon to get that one. Anyway, Vancouver regionals happened over the weekend. 401 players. Feel like it's hard to get from the US to Canada.
Apple Vision Toes.
Apple Vision Toes. Yep. All right. Some people, they listened, not having listened to the Patreon, and they were like, oh, what did they just say? And we're not going to repeat it. You did go back another 15 seconds on your podcast player to listen to the words that we said. And we meant all of it. I meant it. We have the top 8 players in Vancouver regionals, which happened over the weekend for 401 players. I feel like it's hard for people to go from the US to Canada. I'm just going to keep repeating that. So I'm in a groundhog day of myself right now. We have the top 8 competitors. And of course, big money was won.
We have the top 8 competitors. And of course, 7 of them are from the United States.
Yeah.
Come on, Canada.
I feel like it's hard for the people from the U.S. to travel to Canada. Meanwhile, 7 out of 8 players from the U.S. There were a ton of Canadian competitors in
the top
36.
There was only 3 in top 16.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, you went even farther than I did.
I went far. Yeah, 3 in the top 16. We've got another 2, 4, 6 in top 36. So 9 total in top 36, which actually isn't all that bad now that I'm saying it out loud. Anyway, let's look at the top 8. Big money was won. To remind you people how much money is at stake here, if you come in first at a regional event, at this Vancouver regional event, your winnings were $6,000 and 200 championship points, but do you need them? Because you also got your 2024 Worlds invite. So there's that. Coming in second gets you 160 championship points and $4,000 Coming in third or fourth gets you $2,000 and 130 championship points. And then fifth to eighth gets you $1,000 and 100 championship points.
Money.
How much is that total?
Six plus four, ten plus two, twelve plus two, fourteen, fourteen plus four, 18. Yeah, they gave out $18,000 US to the top eight players. Pretty good.
So they essentially gave $3,000 billion to the Canadians that were there.
Yeah, if you adjust for inflation. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you didn't even talk about the people who came from 9th to 16th. They gave $750 per person for the next eight. That's another $6,000 US.
Or that's about 1/300 of a house in Canada.
300ths? Dude, I wish. I'm going to multiply 6,000 by 300. 1.8 million? Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah,
you surprisingly know close on that accurate. Mouth. Yeah,
it's really strange. I was not expecting that. All right, so coming in, we're going to talk about the top four because top four is pretty sweet. This one, I will say, some regionals as of late have looked pretty standard when you're looking at the top eight, like very, you know, high meta Pokemon you see all the time, same kind of like 10 to 15 Pokemon that people always complain about on Twitter. But this regional was a little bit different. All four of the top four teams were like different enough that they don't look the same, which is more than I can say for quite a few of the other ones as of late.
Only one Flutterman in top four. They got three times the Landorus as Flutterman.
Three times the Landos, three times the fun. We're going to start with Michael Zhang, who came in fourth. Michael Zhang came in with an Iron Crown, Ogerpon, Hearthflame, Kamoho, Tyranitar, Indeedee, and Whimsicott. So coming in with the very interesting team here, actually.
Whoa, that's a Rock Terra Whimsicott, by the way.
That's a Rock Terra Whimsicott. With a Misty Terrain Whimsicott for getting rid of, I guess, psychic terrains and grassy terrains, but also you've got the Indeedee, which can set psychic terrain as well.
Yeah, not just that. You also reduce the one thing that a lot of people forget about when it comes to Misty Terrain is that you reduce dragon moves by 50% with Misty Terrain
that's
as well.
True.
So, like, if you're really trying to keep your team safe from what's a hard hitting dragon type that exists now, Regidrago? I don't know. Misty Terrain might be the way to do it. If you're trying
outrage.
To avoid getting burned,
mm-hmm.
Getting a T-Tar burned, getting your Kumo burned,
yeah,
Misty Terrain's good for you too.
But it does also have the Expanding Horse combo. We've got Indeedee F and Iron Crown with Expanding
Eat,
Force.
Sleep, Expanding Horse.
So if it works for you, if it works against your team in the matchup, you can just send out your Indeedee, set up Psychic Surge, send out Iron Crown, and go at it like that. Or if you're trying to go against Rillabooms and figuring that like your opponent is going to try and bring in Pokemon that's going to try and kill your Psychic Surge before you have the chance to use your Expanding Horse, you can just bring in your Whimsicott instead and toss out a Misty Terrain and just cancel out their terrain.
What is Kumo's base defense? Because Michael's running Kumo with Iron Defense Body Press here.
Ooh.
Is it high? Oh, 125.
That's high. That's real high.
That's it. Okay, fun fact. That's Kumo's highest stat, apparently.
Very cool.
Every time I see Kumo, I think of like the clanging friend, but apparently you can use like defense stuff with it.
And I do big like how he's fan. On his team running Misty Terrain, but then also, as you mentioned, with it lowering dragon type attack by 50% or dragon type damage by 50%, bringing in the Kumo without any dragon moves.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting ahead of it. And
you don't need
like,
them.
No, I'm actually not going to dampen my, and I'm not going to nerf myself.
It has Iron Defense, as Body Press, then it has Iron Head for Fluttermane. Problem solved, bada bing, bada boom, go
problem
next.
Solved. I really like it. Like this feels like a think tanked team. Like a real good.
It's definitely
Metabreaker.
The most like unique team of top eight, I think, of all of top eight.
just looking ahead at the rest of them, I would. Yeah, I'd agree with you. Certainly of the top four.
Closest second is probably that Iron Moth that we have in eighth place.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know.
Iron Moth and Gallade is a fun combo there. All right. Going into number three was Scott Iwafuchi, Hawk 7, who came in with a Porygon 2, Incineroar, Landorus, Roaring Moon, Amoongus, and Goldingo. Again, bringing in the Goldingo. Goldingo is seen like so seldom, but also so much that like I there's always at least one team with a Goldingo, but there's not enough of it for me to be like, oh wow, there's a lot of Goldingos in the meta. Like, there's just enough Goldingos in the meta, I feel.
You know what I think? It's like the amount of skill it takes to play a Goldingo versus a Fluttermane.
Yeah,
you never want both on your team. So instead of learning how to play an actual hard Pokemon that is very good like Goldingo, people are just like, let me turn my brain off and play Fluttermane. I get it. You know, Fluttermane doesn't have to set up a nasty plot first before lowering its own stats.
But some people, they'll do it. And Scott was one of those people. Brought the nasty plot on the Goldingo. Amoongus was there just to be Amoongus. I like the Porygon 2 edition. I don't see that a ton in current meta Pokemon.
And this Porygon 2 set is like kind of taking off. Porygon 2 with Terra-type Poison is great because it resists the fighting that it's weak to. And you deal with every flavor of Ogre Pond that exists. And with a Terra Blast, you just get a Poison Terra Blast. So you can actually use a download boost as well.
So in fiction, this is why the nasty trio was so nasty to Ogrepan, was just because they were the type that Ogrepan hates the most.
Yeah, it's grass.
It's grass. Let's see. Incineroar was cool. Incineroar is normal. Landorus is normal. Roaring Moon, I love every time I see Roaring Moon. That's another one of those Pokemon, a little bit less than Goldingo, but I'm like, yeah, there's enough Roaring Moons in the meta for me to be like, yeah, this thing's here a good amount.
It's here until we get our Mega Salamence back and we get Aerialite boosted Acrobatics instead.
When are we getting Mega Salamence back? In Legends Pizza?
Yes, Legends Pizza.
Well, okay, cool.
The Legend of Pizza. The I'll Legend of Zygarde.
Legend of Pizza, Breath of the Pepperoni.
Ew. Pepperoni breath. Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at Roaring Moon. It has pepperoni breath.
Yeah, Roaring Moon absolutely has pepperoni breath. That guy's been eating pizzas left, right, and center.
This is actually a pizza-themed team, if you really think about it.
It's a pizza team.
Yeah, you got mushrooms, you know what? For the pizza. You pay with the gold. Roaring Moon is shaped like a pepperoni. Landorus kind of looks like a pizza delivery driver.
Sure.
Incineroar is the angry customer, and then you got Porygon 2.
Well, Porygon 2 starts with a P. Same.
Yep.
Fun fact. So does pizza. Isn't that something? You know what? Doubly fun fact. If you look at the first letter of each of the Pokemon in this team, it spells pizza. P, Porygon 2. Wait, sorry. I mean,
P.
Porygon 2. I, Incineroar. L, Landorus. R, Roaring Moon. A, Amoongus. G, Goldingo.
Pillrag. Pillrag.
Oh, no.
Okay, Michael.
Welcome to Pokesports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. We know what we are, people. We know what we're doing.
We've played this game one.
We've played this. All right. Moving on, we've got Brady Smith, who came in second.
BGC corner.
BGC corner. Who came in with a... is this right? Yeah, this is right. Chen Pao, Landorus, Incineroar, Raging Bolt, Urshifu, Rapid Strike, and Rillaboom.
Well, that's a team right there.
Just a good stuff team. That's a very offensive team, dude. That's such an offensive team. This team's so offensive, I have trauma from my childhood.
Can someone explain to me why Landorus has started using Terra Steel instead of Terra Poison?
No, I'm going to try that again. This team bullies so hard. I have trauma from my childhood. That's the one that works.
From my childhood.
What'd you say?
No, because it's something I've noticed. I'm seeing a lot of Landoruses not go Poison Terra anymore. They're just going Steel Terra instead. They both kind of resist the same problem, right, Fluttermane? Except you'd get the stab on the Sludge Bomb, but now you just don't. But it must be for some other reason that I can't think of. Is it Expanding Force? Are y'all afraid of my Ndidi?
Why would you be using Sludge Bomb against an Ndidi?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you're right. I am afraid of your Ndidi. That's why you bring the Incineroar and the Chen Pao.
Will-O-Wisp on the Incineroar.
Yeah. That's fun.
Calm Mind on the Bolt, not a
Calm
Vest.
Mind
okay.
on the Bolt. You set up one Calm Mind and you are just raging, period. You're just raging.
Listen, Brady, I love you, but this is just a good team.
Yeah.
Well, why reinvent the wheel, right? This works. You can run this on ladder with your eyes closed and probably win a game.
Well, and to your point, he came in second. So he did exactly
with his
that.
Eyes open.
Yeah.
he had both of his eyes open.
If you want to win a lot and climb the ladder, you close your eyes and play this team. If you want to win a lot and get money out of it, you open your eyes and play this team.
The only reason Brady Smith didn't win the whole thing is because he blinked in the last round.
Right. Yes. He closed his eyes for a hot second and James Evans swooped in and took the win. With Landorus, Ogerpound, Wellspring, Fluttermane, Rillaboom, King Gambit, and Gouging Fire. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Take it back. Take back what you said about Brady.
The team's
right
illegal.
Now.
This team is illegal.
Yeah, check them.
Even just saying it is enough. Woo!
Everyone, hide your switches.
Yeah, really. I guess they caught the guy. That was a very short siren. What can we say about James Evans' teams? I mean, like, every time James Evans brings a team, it's great. The only reason
was the
he didn't
Fire
win,
team.
The only reason he didn't win the last regional is because he didn't bring a team to it. I don't know if he participated or not. Let's
James
just,
is a good player.
In canon, he didn't show up. Yeah, James is a very good player. Yeah, his what did you say? His Gouging Fire was here. Yeah.
Yeah, Gouging Fire taking a regional here. That's not bad. Not
good
too shabby.
Him.
Having the Howl next to a bunch of physical Landorus and Fluttermane.
Yeah.
Only four physicals here.
Physical.
And also, I'm so mad at this Fluttermane set specifically. Because
really?
Fluttermane with Power Gem on ladder is making my Articuno happiness go very far down. Because I'm like, oh, I'm in front of a Fluttermane. They can't do anything to me. And then they whip out a Power Gem and four times effective hits me. I'm just like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. You feel real good about your Articuno until Fluttermane comes in with a Choice Specs Power Gem. This set that we're talking about, by the way, is Fluttermane with Choice Specs, Tera-type Fairy, Moonblast, Shadow Ball, Dazzling Gleam, and Power Gem. It's not a new set by any stretch of the imagination. It might have new EVs, but it's just good. It's used because it's just good.
It's specifically good against Incin, too, right now.
Right, right.
Still hit him.
Big fan of the fact that he brought the Rillaboom with the Metal Plate instead of the Grassy Seed or whatever that's called. Not the Grassy Seed.
Miracle Seed.
Miracle. And but then also bringing King Gambit with the Black Glasses instead of the Black Plate or the Dread Plate.
You should have committed.
Couldn't commit. He chose the item for one and the plate for the other. Could have just given plates for both. But hey, King Gambit Dragon type. That's fine.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It deals with all the Ogre Ponds, so I guess it makes sense. You gotta just stand in front of an Ogre Pond, set up a Swords Dance, and not care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got King Gambit with Kotal Cleave, Swords Dance, Sucker Punch, Protect. Pretty good set. Just a good set. Just nothing to say about that set.
That's
it's
a good,
very good
team. It's a good team. It won a regional. Shocker.
You know what? Fundamentals has won a regionals. I want to bring up this Landorus because this is not the first Landorus, even in the top four. There, the common factor in the top four was Landorus Incarnate, and I have not seen that many Landorus Incarnates in top four ever.
Listen, Sheer Force, Life Orb, Stab, dude. This one's still running the Poison Terra on this one.
Yeah.
They all run substitute now, too. It's always Earth Power, always Sludge Bomb, always substitute.
Huh. Why do you think the substitute?
Reason for that. The substitute, it's mostly for just like a passive Trick Room leads.
Mm.
So like you're up against Trick Room. You're like, okay, fine. Go ahead. Set Trick Room. I'm going to set up a sub and then I'm going to protect. And then that's another turn of Trick Room just wasted. And then another turn wasted trying to break the sub and then protecting again. And then by the time you do all of that, you've wasted three turns of Trick Room.
I guess that's also a good way around like Sucker Punch.
Yeah. Instead of protecting, you just click sub.
Yeah, because the thing
also
about,
a great way around Thunderclap, not like you can get Thunderclapped anyway, but you know what I mean.
Because the thing about the mental around Landorus Incarnate is that, you know, Sheer Force Life Orb, and everyone's like, oh, okay, so this thing is here to do big damage. I should probably Sucker Punch it and try and take it out. So instead, you sub, you set that up, and then they can Sucker Punch next turn, not actually do any damage.
And having the sub is also a mind game, especially in open team sheet, because if you know your opponent has a sub, they are less likely to hit protect in front of you to give you the opportunity to set the sub up. They're more likely to be aggressive and attack. So it's a way to force your opponent into a certain mindset that really you can take advantage of. I respect it.
I wonder if there's a like really good optimal play to like put just a throwaway move on your Pokemon, just kind of like a really wild one where people are like, this is a weird move to see on an open team sheet, but you know, if they use it, then things could go kind of weird. Actually use it. Yeah. Exactly. Like if you go and put an ally switch on a Pokemon with no intention of actually using ally switch, but just throwing off your opponent by having it there.
But they could click it.
Yeah, but they could.
You ever see, did you see that doc? There's a Google Docs going around of like the most optimal way to play the Sucker Punch Rock Paper Scissor endgame.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm
going
to have to look it up.
That.
Yeah. Because I recently in my Pachirisu video, the game three ended up on, I ended up in a situation where I was up against a Raging Bolt.
Yeah.
And I was a Fairy Terra. While also, I think I had Volt Absorb or something. I was immune to Electric and Dragon at that time.
Okay.
I was a Fairy type. They only had Dragon moves and Electric moves. And their only Electric move was Thunderclap.
Okay.
I was a Flutterman. So I was trying to work around their Thunderclaps by like Calm Minding and doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it went for around 12 minutes of just sucker or trying to time the, I guess, Sucker Punch Rock Paper Scissor with Thunderclap. I lost it, but there is an optimal way to do it, apparently.
Interesting. Did you happen to look up that?
No.
Rock Paper Scissors.
I was recording, so no.
No. Not while you were doing it, but like after the fact, after the video was up. Like, did you go back?
No, I saw it. I saw it before the fact, but the thing is that doc is really only if you're the one that is trying to attack with the Sucker Punch. It's not for the other side.
Oh, so it's not really useful for that situation, but
I
guess
you
can check
if your opponent's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But pretty much for me, I was just banking on them not having PP ups at that point because I counted through five of their Thunderclaps. So I was like, okay. I have no other option. I'm running out of moves. I'm about to struggle. I should be fine. And then they had a sixth one. So they had a PP up. Yeah.
They had a PP up. That's too bad.
It's fine.
Well, that's cool.
But yeah,
that
doc
there.
Exists somewhere.
Can you find that? Not right now. Right. But if you find that
eventually.
In the next couple hours, then I'll put that in the show notes for everybody.
I could look. Sucker Punch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he'll find it. He'll find it. Guys, that is PokeSports. We just did a PokeSports.
Oh my good.
Wowness. Wow. Oh my goodness. Hey, by the way, there's a baby boom in Scarlet and Violet.
Come and catch your babies.
Mass outbreaks of baby Pokemon all over the place. Happinies, Pichus, Riolus, the Munchies, Magbees. Elekids.
The bees. Knees.
Bees. It's cool. Go and get yourself a baby Pokemon, then evolve it and make it strong and make it fierce.
I found it.
the babies? You found already an outbreak? Wow.
No. The sucker punch.
The sucker punch thing. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, great. Well, I'll make sure to go and put that in the show notes. You can go and find that there. Guys, if you enjoyed the podcast, despite everything, do something about it. Go and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or leave us a comment on Spotify, and then sometimes we'll go and read them out. We didn't get to it this time because we just had so much to talk about, but apparently We'll make sure to do it next time. Kevin, do you want a little hint as to what the last day's question was?
Sure.
How do you think the TPCI VGC circuit regionals nationals could be improved? Do you have a thought on that? I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it next week.
That wasn't really a hint. You gave me the answer.
I did. Yeah, well. Yeah, I guess so. We have some really good answers on that. And by the way, if you... Oh, maybe this is the way we should actually do this from now on, because this is great. If you have an answer for that question, if you have a way that you think that the TPCI VGC circuit regionals or nationals could be improved, go on to episode 207, go and answer that question. Whatever today's question is, go and answer that. And then next week, we're gonna answer last week's questions. I don't know how this is going to work. Whatever. We're going to figure it out.
On the fly.
P. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.